Hey everybody, welcome to Homeschool, the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers do monologue jokes for a guest who's a comedian who heckles us or leaves the Zoom or tags a joke with better jokes that they think of on the spot. And then we talk about life and what's going on in comedy in the world, but mostly what's going on in comedy in the world because we don't have lives. This week, our guest is the very funny San Diego Padres fan. That's his credit. No. A hilarious comedian. Tours all over the country and helps manage one of the best comedy club chains in the country. Please welcome Josh Firestein, everybody.
Hi. Hi. Good to be here. I'm in the top 100 Padres fans in the country.
Okay. Is there a thing?
No, I made it up, but I don't think I'm number one. But I'm a pretty good fan. I'm there.
Yeah.
Show up.
This guy I worked with this week and has like a Dodgers podcast, and he's like a super fan. And
oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah. So I'll send you the.
I hate the Dodgers with a passion, dude. It's like a big deal. Link. I hate the Dodgers like racist people hate minorities. Like it's a big deal.
Well, turns out a lot of Dodger fans aren't minorities. Is that what you just said? Damn it.
I said Josh also hates minorities.
Oh, I see.
That's why I know the passion.
Hey, what? Before we get to the jokes, what do you got coming up, gig-wise?
Cool things coming up. Got the Roastamania show at Tacoma Comedy Club on October 30th at 4:20 p.m. presented by World of Weed. Then on November 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. No, wait, what is it? 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm doing Seattle International Comedy Competition.
Ooh.
Excited about that. They're all theater shows, which sounds really cool, but it's only cool if you show up. So
we show up, not gonna happen.
You guys show up. Yeah, you guys have to be the judges. That's the only way it's gonna be cool for me.
You gotta make it to the finals before I can
Big deal, dude. I'll see you there.
Look at that. I like the confidence. I saw the lineup. You'll get there.
I'm on that lineup. A lot of white dudes this year.
Very exciting. Yeah, check all that out. Andrew and I both are finalists in that competition, which means we did not win. We would have told you if we won. Andrew, what you got coming up?
As the fourth place finisher.
I was fifth, damn it.
Yeah. That's why I brought it up. I'll be in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Laugh Camp Comedy Club. This weekend, and then November I'm on tour with Steve, but December is exciting. Portland, Eugene, and Bend with Corey Michaelis. We're gonna do Renton on Sunday the 12th, and North Bend on December 17th. So look into those.
All right, am I doing December 17th?
I don't think you're booked, but
okay, good. Not good, but like, you know.
I think you're busy, good. So, yeah.
We'll see what happens. I got some gigs opening for Brad Upton, those gigs with Andrew in December.
Hey,
and then...
Josh, are you open December 17th?
I am not.
And then what am I promoting myself? Snappers in Palm Harbor, Florida, December 28th. And that's the only gig right now that I'm self-promoing. So that's it. Let's get to the jokes. But first, a 3-second pause because I don't know how to edit things. Welcome to Homeschool, episode 64, the podcast where Andrew and I try to write jokes that will get us canceled one day.
Oh, come on. We don't say anything offensive on here.
No, I mean, the jokes are bad, and the podcast is awful to listen to, so nobody will want to hire us anymore.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, listen, Corey, I know I say this every week, but this week...
Yeah. This is going to be a great episode. I get it.
No, I've never actually said that, but I thought we were best friends. You're not even finishing my sentences. I was going to say, 64 weeks in a row, I can't believe we haven't quit.
Well, hey, speak for yourself. I'm barely here. I've been blackout drunk for like half of these episodes. So.
That's true. Well, so was our guest last week, but but hey, you know, at least you stayed for the whole show, and you know, I don't give you enough credit.
Well, I'm a professional drinker. You sober, Josh? You good?
Hey, I'm always a little bit not sober.
Yeah, there you go.
But I haven't been
used to it.
Well, exciting week. Can't wait to tell you all about it. My album just came out. I'm so excited.
Geez. I don't think I can sit through this.
God, great.
I can't sit through this.
Not sure what his problem is. Just leave the... Fine, I'll do the rest of the show myself. Well, hey, you know, my album is out on all streaming platforms. There goes Josh. All right.
I'll stay.
My album was out on Pandora, but like most of my exclusive relationships, it ended after 1 week.
Well, with a joke like that, no wonder she dumped you, huh?
God, are you bored of me talking about my album? Jeez.
Listen, by now we all know it came out. Listen, if you come out, I'll listen.
Wait, do you have an album coming out? What's it called?
It's called For the Wrong Reasons.
And where can people find it?
It's on iTunes and Spotify and Pandora. And
why would someone buy that?
Because it's an hour of extremely good jokes that you've been using for all the wrong reasons.
Buy it for all the wrong reasons. Oh boy.
Set you up there, pal.
Give him a rose. Hey, get the rose. Come out, Andrew.
I'm coming out. Listen. I knew supply chain shortages were rocking the nation, but I didn't know that included good jokes, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Old empty shelves Joe did it again.
You should write your own jokes instead of shopping for them.
Biden, you heard of him? He announced the Port of Los Angeles and FedEx will now operate 24/7 to meet the demands of all the supplies coming into the port. Mm.
Empty Shelves Joe, it's the worst nickname, you know? Unlike last year before Joe when there was toilet paper and hand sanitizer for miles.
Mm.
You can't give him a nickname that also describes you.
Yeah, like old racist P-tapes Joe.
Old cheat on his wife with a porn star Joe.
Old cheat on his taxes Joe and Corey.
And Josh. And old wants to bang his daughter Joe and Corey.
Old shoot him in the leg Joe.
Hey, that one, it was actually him.
Oh, okay.
Old golden shower hair sniffer Joe.
Ah, well, yeah. How are these our two choices for president?
Great country we got going on. Glad Josh almost gave his life to defend it, but...
almost.
Couldn't get him, though. He's.
I said, no thanks. I pushed someone else in the way. I said, hey, buddy, you go.
That's what I would do. Squid game.
That's Squid game.
Things are getting crazy out there. You know, the Port of L.A. Accounts for 40% of shipments in the United States, but there are 62 ships anchored outside the port just waiting to drop off a load.
Mm. Oh. 62 ships. Hurry up, guys. My wife could be in one of those crates. Anastasia and I are going to have a good life.
Corey is also backed up and needs to get a load off, if you know what I mean.
Old take a load off Corey on Andrew's chest. All right.
Well, be careful where you drop an anchor there. One of the ships anchored in California hit a pipeline and caused a worst case scenario oil spill.
This oil spill seems bad, but I'm glad Empty Shelf Joe is our president. If anybody knows how to fix a crack pipe, it's Hunter Biden.
Come on. Hey. 13 inches of pipe? Shit, I'd hit it too.
Hit it.
Well, I'm not out of the closet yet, but I might be soon. I finally put my air conditioner in there, and it's getting crowded.
Ah, in October? It's been like 62 and rainy all month. What's happening?
I wanted to get my money's worth, man. $500, it's like 7 Zoom gigs.
How about global warming, huh?
Who cares about global warming at this point? The planet sucks. Have you been to Ohio? It's terrible. There's like 5 good places left. Seattle used to be one of them, and then we still fucked it up. I'm over it. I'm trying to get famous enough that Elon Musk takes me to the next planet. That's my only goal.
Elon, well, it seems like a bad time to be a billionaire, right? I mean, it's still pretty good, but just like less than usual, maybe?
Yeah. Why does everyone hate Elon Musk? The Earth isn't going to get better all of a sudden. We can't even convince 40% of people to get a vaccine that will save their life, so fuck it. I'd build a rocket, too, and leave this dump.
Yeah, and people like celebrities need to pay more taxes. Well, I mean, sure, but the post office is run by the government, and they're not doing so hot right now.
All
right.
If I was a billionaire, I'd build a rocket to, well, give my money back to the people. They're the ones that fucked it up in the first place. Why should I pay for your health care because you tried to dunk a basketball in your mid-40s?
All I did was try and reach in for a steal, and I tore my ACL. But, well... Then they should give their money to charities. Well, yeah, right. Well, how's that cure for cancer coming along, right? Like, what has Susan G. Komen ever done for us?
I mean, she got cancer.
Ah, well.
I think she did a lot of things for women, but maybe not us specifically.
Yeah, probably. Well, doing things for women counts as doing things for us. I mean, not
breasts.
Me, but, you know.
Keep the breasts. But yeah, it's only for women. Right?
Well, yeah, what about other cancers? All cancer matters. What I say.
Yeah. Ball cancer matters. Colon cancer matters. Colin Powell cancer matters. I don't know.
Let's get back to the point of this podcast. Breasts.
Aha. Oh. Hooters, the restaurant, is doing its part to unclog the pipes. They're debuting new uniform requirements that turn the booty shorts into thongs. Some people go to Hooters for the wings. I go for the thighs and the buns, right? A few of the waitresses complained, and now Hooters is letting them choose, which...
I'm not pro-choice on this one, okay?
Oh.
The economy is struggling. This is the perfect stimulus package, right?
You're not going
to Hooters for the food. Why leave the house risking viruses and fires and spend all that money? Can I just stream you porn and have a microwave meal?
Do people get Hooters on like Uber Eats? Like that seems...
Some people do. I don't.
It's so fucking funny.
I don't for sure.
That's insane.
I didn't do it last night.
Josh is like, I would never. I've heard about it. Somebody I know.
I heard that the wings come a little colder.
Delivery or pickup?
I'm not picking up anything.
What about these rules? You like the rules for the outfit? You're not for it, but what?
It doesn't go far enough. Listen, they should follow KFC and Taco Bell's lead and combine Hooters with IHOP, right? They make the waitresses jump up and down while they bring you food, and you have to lick the buffalo sauce off of each other.
Ah, okay.
You're going to say they make the waitresses take smoke breaks in between getting you food.
Well, I hope it's not International House. Yeah, right. I hope it's not International House of Pancake Titties. Otherwise, the new uniform should make them wear shirts that go down to their knees to cover them.
Flapjacks.
There it is. Flapjacks.
That's what I call my titties, flapjacks.
Look at these flapjacks.
Oh, flapjacks, Firestein.
Well, no transition here, but Colin Powell passed away from COVID and Bill Clinton was in the hospital for a urological infection.
Well, we know Hillary can't be blamed for this one, finally.
Yeah, old bang a bitch Bill. Got that urological
infection. Well, it's exciting. That's the jokes. Let's bring on our guest here.
You said he had a neurological?
It's old bitch.
Urological. Urological.
Oh, urological. Neurological. Yeah. I said, damn, he's got all these head problems.
Yeah.
Head problems.
Yeah, got it.
There it is. Right. Bitch tits Josh is
bitch tits Josh.
Give it to a flapjack titty.
Flapjack time. I prefer flapjack.
His t-shirts are getting longer and longer. glad to have. He's starting to buy those urban t-shirts to go down to your knees. Hey, good to have you there, Josh.
Thanks.
How are things?
Guys wear sports bras. I wear basketball hoop nets. Just tie them up and they sit in there.
Roastamania is your show. That's your podcast as well. How's all that shit going?
Good. Podcast was Roastbusters, like the Ghostbusters.
Right.
And we don't do it anymore. But we had fun. I just didn't have time for it, man. I don't have time to, I got a 40-hour job. I work from home and I got wife and daughter and family shit to do all the time. And it's just too much. But Roastamania is a show that's doing really well at Tacoma Comedy Club. We got once a month, we take four comics and we make them do stand up and then we roast battle them against each other. It's not a crazy concept. You've seen it on TV or on other shows that we stole it from. You just roast each other back and forth and then we vote on a winner and then and that's it. Sometimes people cry and that's fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. Narn made someone cry. Narn Van is my my buddy, my podcast buddy, and my heterosexual life partner. And he has made a lady cry once at a roast in Seattle. And he was only hosting it. He was only hosting the show, and then he made her cry with his jokes. And then she's all sad about it. And that she's dead now, but it wasn't because of that. It was something else that happened and she died. And now Narn feels really bad about it.
Really? Wow. That's
How did he know she passed away? Did he like follow her on Facebook? And
it was a comic. She was a comic. She was a comic in a different scene, and it was Portland, but she passed away, and now Narn feels really shitty about it. Because he used to laugh about it. He used to brag about it. Yeah, I made this chick cry. And then...
I mean, like, oh. Did she pass away from self-inflicted...
No. No, it wasn't. I didn't make it sound like she... like Narn made her kill herself, but...
No, okay.
No, it was an accident and all that, but...
Yeah. I mean, everybody you guys roasted is going to die someday, so I don't think you need to... You're gonna feel real bad about yourself if you.
That's why I've never done the
worried.
Show. I want to die.
That's not why. Andrew won't do the show because I can't pay him enough.
That's also true.
It pays $1,000. Just so you guys know, if you want to hire Andrew, you need at least $1,500.
Wow.
That's true. Let's get that rumor going.
I'm helping you out, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's
no, but it's
minimum.
A fun show, and we got a new sponsor, so we're hoping to have. Bigger crowds and stuff. It's always better to have a big crowd and they get into it. And we don't police the crowd, go out and say, hey, shut up. We don't have security go around. We just, it's like one of those shows where you have to deal with it. You have to be one of those comics. Yeah. You have to deal with the pressure and you got to let the crowd say what they're going to say. And you got to be quick witted and talk shit back. Like if they're afraid to talk to you, then you're winning, you know?
Right. So
has
you
the crowd ever like roasted someone that
they've tried before? Yeah, there's been a couple times where people will come to the show and then they'll try to get on the show, like they'll try to get on the stage, and I'll have to go, "Hey, sorry, it's a thing with comedians. Oh, I can do it better than you guys." And then I'm the kind of guy where I'm like, "Yeah,
go
okay,
for it.
Fucking, you want to do this in front of your friends? Cool, come up here and show us how fucking funny you are." And then
have you
it
done
never
that?
Goes well.
Oh, I love that. You gotta get videos of those. Those are the best.
Yeah, those are the best moments, man.
But yeah, those are fun.
That's great. So you're gonna do it at 4. So you're gonna do it at 4:20 because of the new sponsor, I assume. But also maybe,
So
combine it with a nobody's done this before. Some sort of weed smoking first, and then
roasting.
Thing,
that would be crazy.
Yeah,
that would. I don't know if we could do because I don't know if you guys write jokes high, but. It's like very long-winded premise or like
Corey doesn't write jokes, period, but
sober.
Andrew gets him from fucking Costco.
Yeah.
But I don't think high would work. It's just you think too slow and
But they prep the jokes in advance, right?
Who you're roasting.
You know who you're roasting, and I try to get people who know each other. That way the show is good.
I like it. Skippy tried to have us do a roast show.
I pulled out a giant dildo and was like, "Hey, you left this in my house?" And he was like, "Oh, thank you." And I was like,
"I was average size dildo."
You guys would be great to roast each other on Roastamania.
It was a fun show, but I was demoralized because I had I had props and it bombed still. And
oh man, you can't even trust a prop.
I fucking thought I'd blow up. I brought a bold blow up doll and I was like, "Hey, you left some stuff in my house," and I kept pulling out wackier.
When did you do that joke? Did you do that joke first, last, in the middle?
That was my closing joke, I think, right?
That's
the
why.
Parlor. Yeah.
That's why. It's a weird art to it. Like the closing joke has to be the most like jaw dropping.
Biting.
Yeah, biting, like kind of edgy. You have to like really hit them hard the last one. Like I lost the last roast. To Brock Toronto, and he had nothing. Like five jokes back to or Rose, you go back and forth, back to back, whatever.
Yeah.
And I had rebuttals for everything he said. You know, it was like he said something, and I go, "Oh, okay, great. Give it up for the banker from Gringotts, or give it up for fucking old midget over here." And
old midget.
But he had four jokes that just didn't go well. And then his last joke was really good. His last joke was, Josh has a brother with Down syndrome, and that's not what he said. He goes, "I do have a brother with Down syndrome. That's important to know." But he said that I recorded a special once and Josh had a real big problem with it because I shot a special. And I think it's just because he's jealous that the only way he could shoot a special is if he took a 12 gauge to his brother's head. And the crowd just, they went nuts on it. And then no matter what I said, I mean, my next joke wasn't amazing. And so,
yeah,
and then I lost the whole roast. And I was like, I can't believe
that is fucking one joke. All right, yeah.
So now we have judges, but
what was it before? Just the audience applause?
Yeah, just audience applauding.
I'll pay to judge. If you pay me to judge, I'll come down.
Yeah, come judge. I do. I have paid judge spots now.
All right.
That's fun. I only remember one joke I said. Andrew eats extremely loudly. It's pretty gross. He eats so loud, women wake up when he goes down on them.
That's funny.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like it. They don't wake up, though.
He's not that good at it.
He's not that good, dude. I've seen him in action. He's,
well, it's
he's
loud, though. Sloppy, it's sloppy and loud. Anyway, well, that's cool. Yeah, you've been going on the road a decent amount, too, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's been fun. Good opportunities during the pandemic when no one else wanted to work.
Well, what was that? You were doing a Philadelphia Helium thing, and you were producing your own show. That already happened, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, great.
I'm headlining Helium in Buffalo.
Sorry, I got the city.
On
wrong.
November 11th. I'm featuring it at the Philly Club the same week.
Oh, okay, so I was close. Yeah, that's cool. That's right around Veterans Day, and you're doing like a veterans show.
It is Veterans Day. Yeah, November 11th.
There you go.
Armistice Day, Veterans
Day. Never forget,
Day.
Corey.
So,
11-11. I thought it was 9-11.
Show some respect to the troops, pal. God. Never forget.
11-9. I don't forget 11-9. That's
I like how America took like a worldwide holiday and turned it to our own Veterans Day holiday. It used to be Armistice Day, mm-hmm. which is like the celebration of World War One ending. It ended on November 11th.
Uh-huh.
And then we were like, no, fuck that. It's America Day.
That's ours.
Veterans Day.
We technically take things that we believe belong to us. So
yeah. Yeah.
Well, we kind of won that war, sort of. So we had to take credit.
we came in at the end. Yeah, we helped.
Listen, like the bus boy,
we came
us,
in and cleaned up. You still get tipped out.
I don't know enough about history to contribute anything to this conversation.
This is the only extent of my knowledge about history. I know World War One and November holidays, and that's it. No other knowledge.
It's about where I am too. I taught it for 12 years, so everybody's fine.
Actually, don't ask me about Thanksgiving. I don't know shit about that either.
I
know how to brine a turkey, though. If you guys want to know how to do that,
I do. What's brine? What's brine mean?
Brine, it's like, I guess it's a fancy word for marinade.
Okay.
You just basically just soak a turkey in, or
brine that pussy.
Yeah, dude. That's what you do. That wet ass pigeon, dude. that wet ass poultry. You got to eat that wet ass.
Wet ass poultry. That'd be funny if you were having sex and she was and you just started saying, words that are nonsensical. They don't know. I'm gonna brine that pussy and.
Ooh, I'm gonna brine that pussy, girl. What are you meaning? Gonna brine that pussy? Oh, I'm gonna get it wet. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put stuffing in there. Yeah.
I like it. Stuffing, yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to use a baster on that ass, girl.
Do you have family that you go to Thanksgiving? Are you the guy? Are you the man? Are you the cooker?
Kind of now, yeah. My wife's family lives around, and I end up cooking the bird. I burned it last year. It wasn't very good. Well, I didn't burn it. It was just overcooked. It was kind of dry. Everyone was nice. They were like, it's so
little
good.
Little National Lampoons. My family, yeah. I was trying to do this as a bit, but my family, as soon as I got a divorce, they're like, we don't trust you to contribute anything to anything. Well, your wife did it before. I don't think you can handle it. And they're always like, maybe you could bring some ice cream. And I'm like, well,
they were like,
I think I can handle it.
Maybe
I can handle it.
Yeah, not guaranteed. I like how they're like, you got divorced,
the car, right?
You're incapable of making dinner at 2 p.m.
Right.
That's weird logic.
I wish I could. Thanksgiving.
You're
how
probably
about that?
Better at cooking Thanksgiving now because you got no distractions.
I don't have to. Yeah.
No responsibilities.
I just show up places and I play along. I mean, it's brilliant. You know, it works for me. I just play along. Like, yeah, I'm an idiot. I don't know how to do anything. I'm an idiot.
I brought the wild turkey.
Sorry. Yeah, wild turkey. That's good. Andrew, you got your family's all over. What do you got holiday plans?
I'm gonna be my tour with Steve ends at the end of like November 23rd or something like that.
Oh, so, your other daddy. Okay.
Yeah. And so we end in like Syracuse or something like that, and so that's close to Vermont. So we're gonna just head right over there.
Oh, perfect.
And, yeah.
Exciting.
They trust me to not do anything, and they just know that I don't want to participate in cooking. And
you smoke the bowls, they smoke turkey, and
smoked turkey sounds great.
And it's come such a long way. Like everyone in my family, I used to be like, try to be low key about smoking pot, and now they're all like, yeah, we think it's great. You're awesome.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it is weird that like. I don't know if it's the same for you guys or not, because we're different ages, but like my parents were the kind of parents that were like anti-weed, anti-marijuana, like very Christian, bought into that DARE thing. And then now it seems like all of our parents are like, oh, you know what? That marijuana thing is pretty cool. You kids were right. I'm like, what the fuck?
Or they were like doing it the whole time and full of shit.
No, not my parents. I would have known. They were boozers for sure, but they were... Now they're all, my dad's a cop too. And he's like, my whole life, he's just been like, it's fucking bad. It's criminal activity. It causes so much crime. And now he's like, wow, we should have done this sooner.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
Like, it's been a huge relief. Yeah. Like his whole career, he was a U.S. Customs officer. So he was like arresting people for bringing weed across the border. Mm. And now he's like, no one cares about weed coming across the border anymore. Like it doesn't, and they still care about it, but it's not like,
they were bringing plants.
Prevalent.
Planted weed.
I guess, yeah.
Weed plants. Yeah, they were planted. Something there. Which border?
American.
Well.
American southern border.
The Atlantic Ocean. Is he at Ellis Island? Where was he?
Yeah. No, he was... North Korea, South Korea line, DMZ.
Oh.
No, he was on
all
Mexican
these people
border.
Bringing marijuana across the border there.
Yeah, they think that food would be more important, but a lot of weed smuggling. Yeah. No, he was on the Mexican border.
Ah, he's the one. All right.
Yeah, he's that guy. He actually, it was the cages were his idea.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, he got a promotion for that, so.
That's very funny. You should say that.
He's like, I have kids. Yeah. That would be nice.
I could use a cage for this.
I got extras. My kids are full grown. I don't use them anymore. So,
he was a canine officer. Fun. He actually used to go. His dog would sniff for bombs, drugs, and children, and then they would take those things away from them.
Oh, bomb sniffing dogs.
Children sniffing too. You can.
That's Joe Biden, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he named the dog. His name was Joe Biden. It's one word.
He's a good president.
He brings the drug dog home and he goes, hey, fucking find Josh's weed in his house.
Old drug dog Biden.
Old drug dog Biden.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's sniffing. He's just making sure the kids are not
drug
doing
free.
The drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
man. You guys are looking at it the wrong way.
You guys, you know, glad we had a good Republican on the podcast to change our mind here.
It's not Mitch Burrow. It's Josh Firestein.
Yeah, and fuck. Sandy Hook is a hoax.
Sandy hoax. Yeah, fun. That was my dad. That's my grandpa's name, Sandy. And
really? Sandman,
he
huh?
never existed, actually. People don't
nickname.
Know that.
It was Alex was his real name, and he went by Sandy. My mom texted us this week. I found out the origin of his nickname. And I was like, you didn't know? I didn't. I thought you knew.
That's a long time coming. Maybe it's
can't remember what it was though.
Dementia.
He had sex on a beach.
That's what I literally was like. Oh, I thought it always just was about the beach, and she's like, he did love the beach, but he was a sexy man.
He had silver dollar nipples.
Sexy Sandy, huh?
Sexy Sandy. I got this photo of him with his like beautiful dog, and he's wearing overalls only. And I posted it once, and gals were like, "What? Who's this fucking guy?" And I was like,
"Maybe." Maybe his nickname was Sandy because, like, he was like the Sandman, you know, like women would call him, to come over and put some sleep.
Life. Oh yeah.
You know.
Get this sand out my pussy. I can't.
My grandpa's nickname. His name was Frank, and his nickname was Dick, and I didn't know until I was an
adult.
That's
just what they called him. He was. That wasn't his nickname.
Yeah, I thought that was like, oh, Dick for Frank. It's a weird. No, it's for Richard, and I had no idea. They just no one liked him, I guess.
My Shafir. Mom's nickname for me was Little Shit. So
yeah, that stuck.
Yeah.
Shithead, Shafid. Where's that text? Who cares? Anyway, yeah, fun times.
I'm a big shit now, Mom.
Is the 40, when you say you have the 40-hour week job, is the club keeping you busy 40 hours a week?
Yeah, I work 40 hours a week. In fact,
you've been laid off like
six
times in the past year, so that's impressive that they keep rehiring you. And...
yeah, I've been fired a few times. But I keep changing my name, and they keep hiring me. So it's on them, to be honest.
Yeah, Comedy Club is now auditioning for this.
The resume looks great. It's just like, has worked for this Bark Entertainment Comedy Clubs. They're like, wow, he has experience with the business.
He has experience with us. That's a great hire.
Unfortunately, though, they hate Corey Michaelis and Andrew J. Rivers now. Because I've used those names. But
yeah.
We get to do Tuesday night shows.
Fire Corey because he's...
shit.
I don't know.
He's just shit.
He's a what?
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, they keep me busy though. Got the four comedy clubs, Tacoma, Spokane, Bricktown, which is in Oklahoma, and Skyline in Wisconsin. And
wait, didn't you do the gigs with in Bricktown with Ron White? No, who did you? Oh shit.
Yeah, I hosted for Ron White. I thought I was gonna feature. Mm-hmm. And of course he brings a guy. He's like been working with this guy for like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And really funny guy. And they let me host still, which is cool. But then they wanted to do a no check drop, which means that at the end of a comedy show, when the headliner's on, they got like 15, 20 minutes, servers pass out checks. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad spot for the headliner. And he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do that time. So he just says, hey, I'm doing 45. And then the host comes out and does time. And I was like, well, why can't we just have nobody up there and they just pay their checks and leave? And he goes, no, we got to have somebody up there. The club wants somebody up there because, and I was like, are you sure?
I am the club.
They don't. And, he's like, no, we just want to entertain them because people will still be listening. And he's like, he does it all the time. Brian Regan does it too.
Oh.
I heard that his host does a really good job of it. I was told that by a comedian who saw both of us do it. he was like, hey, I don't want to, you know, criticize you, but this lady did this and might help you. And I go, no, please, anything, because this is the worst.
Well, yeah, that's the kind of situation where you need some tricks, not just you're straight. Yeah. You got to have.
Yeah,
you
and I
have
got this tattoo that I show on stage sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm like, well, I'll pull that out and get their.
Now
attention.
We wish you would have passed out and closed your screen.
They didn't do that when the food was still on the table. Wait till we've already.
Dude, it was almost, my belly's almost too white to even.
Yeah, it was. The shine from your window. You got a nice. You bought a house, by the way. That's pretty exciting.
I'm doing the podcast like that now. Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. That spot sucked though. That Ron White spot. Having to go up after Ron White for a sold out crowd of people who came to see only Ron White.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, the show's over.
We already saw what we came to see.
It's not like the beginning where they're like, hey, we got to sit through this guy and eventually get it to him.
On Friday night, there was something really exciting though. On Friday night, I got up there, I'm doing my thing. And I guess these two tables have been bickering back and forth the whole show. I guess one table is talking too much and the other table is kind of shushing them. And they're like, don't fucking shush me. You know, that kind of beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then during my last set or whatever, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes into it, one of them just punches the other one. I found out later that somebody called the lady a bitch. Like, shut up, bitch. And it was this other guy's mom. And so he like blindsided him and like knocked him down and then went in to go keep hitting. And then people started from both families started fighting. And I was like, oh shit, is there a fight? And someone was like, yeah, there's a fight. And like everyone kind of turned around to the back of the room and security was dealing with somebody else that got kicked out like 5 minutes before. So security was out front dealing with that. And there was no one there. So I was like, shit. So I jumped off the stage. I run into the middle of the circle. I like get in between these two guys. Like, I go like, hey, fucking stop fucking fighting. Like, goddamn, like just separate them real quick. They're women, they're like wives and, you know, girlfriends, whatever, like fucking pulling them. You guys are dumb idiots, you know, and
I go
help this big guy up that got knocked out. This other lady was trying to fight this other lady. I go separate them. And then I go back on stage because I have to finish. They're like, I'm walking away. And then the manager's like, hey, there's like 7 or 8 more minutes left.
Neat.
You're set. And I'm like, are you serious?
Come on, man. Should just let him fight for 7 more minutes.
They were cool though. Like everyone there besides the people that were fighting, everyone was like, fuck yeah, this guy just ran out into the fight. And I didn't do anything. They didn't see, but to them, they thought that I went in there and like fucking scuffed people up and then ran out.
I got it, guys. Don't worry. Yeah.
It seemed like one of those. It wasn't.
My military training took over. I didn't know what to do. Yeah. I just
yeah, that's what they thought. And so I wasn't gonna tell them anything different,
you know. He's barrel rolled in and that's wild.
And this guy yesterday, you know, kind of a narrow path, and he just wanted to sit down and like enjoy the view. But then he got a little too close to the edge, and he started like slipping down, like falling down. He had like poles, and like he stopped himself, and he was fine. But there was a bunch of people around. I was like, "Hey, you need a hand, whatever." He's like, "Nah, I got it." He like crawled kind of back up onto the actual trail.
Holy shit!
And then just for the next like 5 minutes, I was like, I'm a hero, I saved his life, and
can I get your autograph?
Passed, I was like, yeah, there's gonna be a parade at the bottom for me, don't worry about it, you know.
Fun time. Have you seen me do comedy? No, we just saw you like kind of help that guy a little bit. That's fun.
Yeah, some weird guy at the top was like, it was very strange. He was like, hey, I bet it was quiet till these broads came over. And I was like,
what?
I mean, yeah, but also it's okay, you know?
And just then, random women?
There was like a group of 5 women up atop the thing, and they're all chatting.
Was he mad that the women were able to do what he was able to do?
So I don't know. It was all
crazy. He was nudging you like, right, buddy?
Yeah. And he was very weird, and he kept being like, he's like, do you guys ever go sailboating? And I'm like, no, not really. And he goes, I'm looking for guys to join my sail team.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't think you were.
Yes, what are you talking about?
Sail Team 6.
Yeah, Sail Team 6.
I'm surprised he didn't think you were a lesbian.
I don't know what happened.
He was confident you were a guy.
I had my hair up, maybe. But,
okay, all right.
But he's like, yeah, man, I always find recruiting on hikes is the best because everybody up here is real fit and smart. And I was like, well, if you're trying to describe me, you just lost at Family Feud. And I got a big laugh. And so I told him about my album, and I was like, Google me, hopefully. And then he's like, oh, my friend's a musician. She put out a thing. I was like, I'm going to pretend to write this down, but I don't care. And,
this isn't reciprocity. I'm just telling you.
Just trying to promote my shit.
This is my thing to you. Yeah. I don't know your friend.
But he kept like, I was like sitting, he like, we're like on the, we're on this giant rock, and there's like a huge cliff. And then he like was behind us standing up. And so like Luke ended up like standing up and being like, I don't really trust this guy, like standing, gonna push me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like
weird.
I was sitting down the whole and then he came like directly behind me, and like he got in the light of the sun, and he like stood there like blocking the, I couldn't see him anymore. And he's like, oh, I'm in the sunlight. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's all good. And then he just stayed in the sunlight the whole time.
Well,
kept
you told
talking.
Me it was all good.
I know, but I thought like
he was like, I'm gonna move, but this guy likes it, so I gotta stand here now.
He is pale. He needs me to block out the sun. But
it's all good. Like yeah, vampire. It's all good, but like, it's also move.
Yeah. I thought like, oh yeah, it's all good if you did that by accident, but if you're doing it on purpose, that's not all good.
Right. That's,
I'm gonna start being more clear with people. Like, instead of saying it's all good, I'm gonna say, oh, thank you for apologizing.
Yeah.
Make it super awkward for people. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, thanks for apologizing.
I should use my heckler line. I go, best apology is changed behavior, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, that'll piss off a lot of people.
He'd definitely push you off then. I used to, I always say that I've probably talked about this before, but I used to, when I was substitute teaching, it was just so if I could get the kids to apologize, that was the best method. So I would just stand near them while they use their phone and just kind of watch. And then they go, oh, sorry. And I'd be like, for what? And they're like, I'm not supposed to use my phone. And I'm like, Good job. You just, and then they're like, did I just fucking tell him myself?
I narc you.
Yeah. God damn it.
Dry snitching is what that's called.
Yeah. I like that. It's instead of being like, put your fucking phone away, and then they hate you for it. So.
Yeah. It's effective. Like, you know what you're doing. Fucking knock it off.
Yeah, I could be security at a comedy club. Eh. Someday I will be, probably.
It wouldn't help as much just to stand there. What? We were just laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Knockout. You get to knock out one guy every 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't even take a chance anymore. I got my one knockout. I'm retiring 1-0.
Record.
1-0. Yeah.
Come on, champ.
I'm like Jake Paul or whatever. I know he's won a couple times, hasn't he?
Well, he's also got millions of
fans. He hasn't fought a boxer either.
I know. I mean, it's some,
neither is Corey. So.
Something to be
I heard
said
he's
for that.
Betty Ross. Betty Ross.
Betty White, maybe.
Betty White, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Susan G. Komen next.
Betty Ross is really easy
Susan
to beat.
Susan G. Komen, yeah. He's fighting Susan G. Komen next.
Betty Ross. She's the flag lady, right?
Betsy Ross, yeah.
Betsy.
The flag. She's the flag lady.
Yeah. Real flag that Betsy Ross. All flags matter, though. So.
He likes to flag it.
God hates flags. So. Yeah.
God does hate flags.
Yeah, kind of.
Unified world.
This is God's earth. How dare you plant your flag and claim ownership? That's what we're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like boundaries to countries. That's not his thing, I don't think.
No, I remember when God told Joshua to walk around that wall so it would get stronger.
Are you talking in the third person now? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, me.
And didn't he say, like, listen, you have to take this medicine or I'm going to fire you as one of the wise men or something?
Well, you're getting a bad translation, but it's something like that, yeah.
You better take this frankincense and myrrh or else... Yeah.
It comes off a little murder. Different in
Hebrew. Spend too much time on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. Have you done that yet, Josh?
I'm so bad at it. I put stand-up clips on there. And I did a couple little weird videos, but I'm no good at that kind of thing. I'm an old soul.
Ah.
Which means I'm a boring old man.
Yeah, it's, stand-up clips, you got to consistent and have a bunch of them in the pocket, in the can.
If I was good at stand-up, I would do better on TikTok also.
That's probably, yeah.
But, you know, you got to be good
at it. That's not going to happen.
Well, I'm doing better than Andrew, so I'll just take Andrew's joke before he takes it.
Thank you. Yeah. I made fun of you in the green room, too, or something.
Good.
Oh, we were talking. Someone was asking me about ad stuff. Roger and I were kind of talking. I was like, yeah, it's cool to team up with Corey because, you know, his videos have more views than mine. So maybe people like that better for some fucking reason. Or everyone laughed. And I'm like, it's so fun to get a laugh.
When you were doing your first couple jokes, I walked into the green room and it was Adam Tiller and Mike DeVore. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, doing fucking album jokes? Jesus Christ. And they were like, ah! And I was like, oh, he's just
there watching. And then they left for my set. That's really. They're like, we've seen this guy 100 times. We don't.
Well, I was like, he's just. It's funny because you do that joke, and then they laugh, and you go like, "Oh, you know, I'm. All right, I think you know he's like my best friend, and I can. Also, he's just opening with old stuff. I'm like now, I'm like explaining. No, everything's fine.
No, he's gotta give himself a runway to get.
He's got new stuff. No, all right, whatever.
He bombed anyway, so.
They got it.
Last night.
Oh, yeah, we had the grad show last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was fine. It was good. It was whatever.
And they got a three-point. They got a three-camera video shoot from.
From Brent.
Recorded my special
for free. Haha, that's how you do it. You should have done your special last night and got
it
for free.
I know. I'm telling you. Well, it would have taken him 6 more months to edit.
Yeah, he's funny. He keeps being like, he's like, I'm going to start yours on Monday, like a week and a half ago. And I was like, oh, great. And then last night, he was like, all right, as soon as I finish up Andrew's, I'm going to start on yours. I was like, okay. I thought you started last Monday when you said that. I haven't said a word to him, so.
Here's a few.
He needed to get B-roll, right?
A few gripes, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot of, he's on the lower end of the professional scale of in terms of what I paid him. So
price,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you get it good, fast, and cheap. Pick two.
So like women.
And like comedy.
Fast and cheap.
Yeah, you gotta be funny, you gotta kill, and you gotta be nice to Josh and blow him in the green room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take two out of three. Ah. That's Rob Schneider keeps getting. Who's the who's the worst you've seen, Andrew? Or not Andrew. No, not Andrew. Josh.
I was gonna say Corey Michaelis. You already know the
worst comedian. I already know the answer. Well, not just worst comic you've seen, but like over, like compared to their celebrity.
Compared to their celebrity.
Who's the
Chris Kattan really bad.
Okay.
I don't know if he commands a lot of respect to be expected to be good.
Okay.
But if yeah, but I guess celebrity.
But he sells.
His ticket sales were okay.
Okay.
It's probably getting worse because he's walked several people when I've been with him.
Been around.
Yeah, he I think he had the record for most. I don't know if he does anymore, but he did have the record for most people walked at Tacoma Comedy Club.
Oh,
it was really bad.
They finally let you headline at Tacoma Comedy Club.
So oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. I guess he's gotten better, though. A friend of mine worked with him in Arkansas earlier this year and said that it wasn't too bad. But they did the same thing that we did. You know, in Oklahoma, he went to Oklahoma and we put like, we did like laughs. How laughs does like four or five comics.
Yeah.
Doing guest spots or whatever. And then, yeah. And then Chris did like 25 or 30 minutes.
That's what we did too. When I opened for him in Tacoma a couple years ago. And,
did the audience notice? Do they go like, I think he just did like 25? Or are they like, thank God he only did 25?
I think they noticed and I think they don't care because we did put comics up that were pretty good.
Not Andrew won't agree with this, but tooting the horn a little, when what's his name, Ari Gold came to Tacoma,
Jeremy Piven.
Adam was kind of like, I think he's been doing this like 6 months, 7 months.
He
so
said that to me, dude. He goes,
you feature? Oh, and you hosted, right?
Yeah, I was hosting and you were featuring. He goes, he said to both of us, he goes, hey, if you guys have any notes on anything, please let me know. And I laughed and I go, dude, I've not been doing this very long. I'm not the guy. And he goes, how long have you been doing stand-up? And at this point, it was like 4 years or something.
Yeah.
So I said 4 years. And he was like, 16 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then so I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll take some notes for you. And then he took them. He took the notes from me and Corey.
Yeah, he's really good at... He's really good because he's an actor, so he's really good at putting in... It's what he was saying. Like, that's what my skill set is, like, taking direction.
Yeah, he's like, I can... Immediately doing it. Jokes, I can deliver the hell out of them, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think for myself.
I did offend him, though, I think, that weekend, because we're doing Saturday, and he sold out a ton. So he did one Thursday, two Friday, and then three Saturday.
Right.
And I think it was the mid-show, 7 o'clock or whatever, and you're on stage, and we're both waiting in the wings there in the green room, like looking at the door, and he goes, man, these fucking three shows in one day, that's a lot, man. Like, I can't. How do people do this? And I go, I don't know. People do it, I guess, you know? And he goes, man, do you guys do that often here? I go, well, semi-often. I mean, sometimes we do three. We've had four on a Saturday once. And he goes, four? And I go, yeah. And he goes, who the fuck did four shows? And I was like, fuck, who was it? And like, immediately I was like, oh no, I'm gonna, like, as soon as I said it, I was like, he's gonna be so butthurt. And I go, oh, it was Corey.
Corey. Actually. And he was like,
it was like customer appreciation week or something.
Yeah.
And he kind of like looked at me like, like just kind of like, I don't know what the look is, embarrassed or just kind of like, he felt like a bitch. I don't know what the look is, but he
sure.
Like, oh.
Did you do this on purpose? Did you, the whole setup to be like that guy? It was a good, that was a great weekend. I mean, you know, it was a great weekend. Anyway, Andrew, I've never seen any, like, I've never opened for like a celebrity really that's not good, so I don't.
Do you know who the Hodge twins are?
I do.
Those black guys that are pro Trump or whatever.
Conservative guys, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest show. They're not huge celebrities.
Right.
Jim Bro, it's a big Jim Bro comic, for, I guess.
Online, so like on like social media a little bit. Yeah.
He was the absolute worst. They were the absolute worst show that I've ever seen a crowd enjoy.
Oh, like, so did well standing in the room.
Literally, the whole room sold out. Standing, guys wearing the fucking muscle shirts and the little tiny shorts in like November or whatever, like wearing their gym clothes. I swear to God. And then a standing ovation, and the whole, like everyone on staff was like looking at each other like, what the fuck?
They they don't do leg day, so they all needed to like stand up and squat and
one, two, one.
Huh.
Hey, I got my first standing ovation recently. On Steve's tour, we do a Q&A.
You made people walk.
Yeah. They stood up and then protested, and they're like, fuck this vaccine mandate.
What was this, though?
It's a Q&A. We're in Huntsville, and someone brought up something about Jim Moore, the guy who loves little kids, and and there was also a thing about baseball for some reason. I'll have to see when the clip comes out to remember it exactly, but I said, oh yeah, he loves minor leaguers or something like that. Everyone stood up and was like, oh my God. I was like, really, that joke is the one?
That's right. The one.
You guys don't do standing ovations for jokes? Oh, you do? All right.
Oh, you do? All right.
I had a one black woman standing ovation in Indianapolis at Morty's years ago, and I was like, it was the highlight of my life, and I wanted to quit comedy and just retire.
Love that.
Right there, and I'm sorry I didn't to everybody, but here we are.
That's courage to be the only person in the room.
Yeah.
She was like middle of my set, and I was like,
this was genius.
Yeah, it was the middle of my set too, and I was like, I'm in love with this woman. I just want to stop right now and.
I had something that
like
felt almost as good at Morty's, and not the time that I hooked up with the waitress, but but I was doing the old joke. I was opening for Donnell Rawlings.
What waitress? What? Who? it's not important.
It's 10 years ago. I don't remember her name. Desiree. Who cares?
Well, anyway.
2 hours is cool with it. He wanted me to fuck her, but no, I started the joke about. I love Tacoma. It's my favorite city. They're the only city that puts a hospital on MLK Street. And she's like, oh. She likes this black woman in the front was like,
Buddy. Oh. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you don't even need you get shot. You just walk to the hospital. And she's like, okay.
All right, okay. I like it.
My whole life flashed in front of my eyes. And I was like, oh, she's going to murder me.
She's like, there's no hospital on this street, buddy. And you're like,
okay, you're good.
All right. Wants to get killed on stage by Madea.
I want to get railed by Madea. Wait, what? Okay. Well, shit, man. I think we've talked about every single thing we could possibly.
Buy my album and better make Corey
Andrew's
leave
album,
the
it's
Zoom.
It's called Needless to Say. It's available on iTunes and Spotify.
Needless to Say. Yeah.
Needless to Say, you should support my album.
For the right reasons.
For the wrong reasons.
Oh, for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Link in every bio and you know where to find it.
Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. And are you Josh Firestein on all the things?
Josh_Firestein.
Josh_Firestein. All right. Firestein. So that's JOSHUNDERSCORE. Oh, okay.
You can also find him at Bitch Tits.
At Bitch Tits.
Or ashtomouth.com.
Hey.
Ooh, did you buy that?
Actually, Adam bought it.
Finally?
And tried to sell it to me for more than he bought it for.
Of course he did.
That sounds about right.
Hey, my employee that works for me.
He did warn me. He goes, you got to buy that website. You got to buy that website.
And he's like, I told you to do it.
I bought the website.
He's
still $4. I'll sell it to you for $8.
That's, you know, you got to do it. Has Ken Hamlet bought Big Black Schlongs?
Yes.
Yes,
he owns
it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
BigBlackSchlongs.com.
Good. That's...
Is that a C-H or how do I?
I think. No.
S-C-H-L-O-N-G-S. It's in my, it's in my bookmarks.
It's in my favorites.
If you look it up and you find a Big Black Schlong, that's not his website.
It's not him.
That's not, that helps.
Well, great. I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all of the things.
My search history. All right.
It was great. It was great to chat with you, my man. And, try and see in person. So I wish I could do that Thanksgiving Eve show, but it's always a very, very fun show.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know,
I'm hoping
what
to
do you
not
do
it too.
You're going up?
Well, I was, yeah, it's the plan. I'm going to go up and do one.
Good.
But if I get through sick, then I won't be able to. So hopefully I don't get to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sick is that competition. Yeah, I'll take a look at the calendar. Maybe I wish every year we have a show in Everett for sick at Emory's, but they just wouldn't reply. And
yeah, it's weird. They're doing all,
you know,
this is not podcast stuff probably, but they're doing all theaters for the first week.
Yeah, we'll turn out the podcast and chat. All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Homeschool 64, I believe it was. All right, great. Bye.